Okay, when I first... Oh, already there? When I first came to Australia, I was full of hopes, but I was also scared. Will I make friends here? Will I find a good job? Will I be happy in this new country? Look at this guy. Always happy, smile.
Very good.
He didn't know still living here. He just thought, going back to his country. And then, where I am here? Left on?
Yeah.
Oh, you recognize it. Thank you. I'm worried you can't find me in here because now I'm getting bigger. Yeah. Anyway, this is 2007. So this photo was took in city, I think. This photo was took in my place in North Korea. So in 2007, I couldn't speak in English at all. And I didn't have any friend here. And I didn't have a job. So I had to start some night cleaner and course at Sorrento. You know where is Sorrento? At the time I lived in city, I commuted to Sorrento every day or year. So yeah, at the time I didn't think I'm still here, but God has a plan for me in this land, so that's the reason why I'm here. So I know many of you had the same worries when you first came here, but I know some of you is Aussie, born here. So Beb, you were born here? So you're absolutely Aussie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Because in this morning St. Albans, I really difficult to find the real Aussie. All right, Ingrid, so you were born here? So where are you born?
South Africa.
South Africa, yes, you told me. South African and, sorry, what's your name?
Sydney. Sydney,
yes. Okay, how's it feel? You came here 200 years ago, right? All right, so person, you're from Philippines, right? And I know we have some Filipino families here, Lori, who are at the park. And can I ask you, where are you from?
Oh, where are they?
Yozi, yay! Oi, oi, yeah, Ozi. Yes. I'm from Korea, and I asked the same question to St. Albans. It's very difficult to find Ozi people or some other nationality because, as you know, majority of St. Albans people is Filipinos. But it doesn't matter. We are all the people who left our real home. And also I know many of you had the same worries when you left your home or when you left your place you are very used to have. So all of you, I think, had the same feeling or will have the same feeling. This reminds me of a very old story in the Bible. In Genesis 12, God told Abram, just the people to Abraham, his name is Abram, leave your home and family. Go to the new land I will show you. I'll bless you and make your family grow into a great nation. Just think about how Abram felt. He had to leave everything he knew behind. This is just like the story of some of us here and Sydney and Caroline Springs, who left our home countries to build a new life in Melbourne and Australia. As I look around our church today, I can see how God has been writing our story. Even though I've only been your minister for a month or 1.5 months, I can see how your stories are like Abram's story.
Like him, you were brave enough to leave your home countries. I think Herson was a really brave person. Because he was brave, he left his country and settled in this strange land. Also Lori too, and other people too. And also Ingrid, also too. Like Abram, you trusted God would guide you, even when you weren't sure what would happen next. But here's a question. What makes our church story special? How can people from so many different countries come together as one family? We find the answer in another story from the Bible. In Matthew 16, Jesus asks his friends, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is the most important part of our story. We all believe in Jesus Christ. That's what brings us together more than anything else. Think about that. How can I meet you in somewhere in Melbourne? Because of Jesus Christ. Because we believe in God and Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we meet here together. Jesus said, Jesus said he would build his church on this truth. And look at our church today. We are proof that Jesus' church welcomes people from every country and culture. And there is one more story we need to hear. In Acts 2, we read about the early church. All the believers stayed together and shared everything. They met every day. They ate together in their homes with happy hearts, praising God. These early Christians weren't just people who met once a week. They were real family, brought together by their love for Jesus. Today, our church is living out this same story. When we share meals together, when we sing songs together, when we help each other through hard times, we are not just being friendly neighbors. We are being the kind of family God wants His church to be. Having people from many cultures in our church isn't just something that happened by chance. I believe God planned it this way. Just like the early church brought together people from many different places, our church shows that Jesus' love still brings people together, no matter where they are from. As I conclude this sermon today, I'd like to remind you that our church is a multicultural church open to all nations. Multiculturalism was also the context of the early church. Much of the content of the epistles addresses how people of various nationalities were united in the gospel, in the love of Jesus Christ, even amidst various conflicts that occurred in the community of faith. The church is not for only one nation, one people, one ethnic, but for all who seek God's love and presence and worship Him. It does not matter where they come from. what language they speak, or what food they eat. We are brothers and sisters in the love of Christ and love of God. As we look to our future here at Sydenham Caroline Springs, let's remember our special story. May our church always be a place where everyone feels welcome. May it be a place where Jesus' love is stronger than any differences between us. May it be a place where God's family keeps growing bigger and stronger. This is our story. A story that started with people leaving their homes like Abram did. A story held together by our shared faith in Jesus. A story that continues today as we worship and share life together in this community. May God, who gave Abram courage to start a new life, who built his church on faith in Jesus, and who brought the early Christian together, keep writing beautiful new chapters in our story at Sydenham Caroline Springs forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for bringing us together at Sydenham Caroline Springs from different parts of your world. Guide us to welcome others as you have welcomed us. Help us to share your love in this community. Make our church a place where your story of hope continues to unfold. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
So now we are going to sing.